Yo, I'm the Foul Hulk Whitey. I'm back. Part two, East Rosebud in the 307. And, you know, where I left off in part one was, you know, me basically getting my ass kicked in, you know, the canyon stretch of this area. And, you know, the canyon, which flows out of a reservoir, feels like and looks like a freestone. And then as it flows into town, then it picks up some, you know, more tailwater, tendencies. And, you know, for me, that canyon is just like fucking hypnotic. I just don't have it figured out yet. And I got a feeling figuring it out is going to be not, you know, throwing a streamer 24/7 like a caveman. I think I got to outthink these fuckers. I mean, they're big. You know, it's one of those fisheries that you think that's a rock, and then that rock swims away. Big, thick, nice fish. So, in the last 6 weeks, I've taken two professional guided trips. And both of these gentlemen are guides that I've known for quite a while. And as I get some experience with the guides, I wanted to do this because I wanted to spend that time with them. I wanted to get some of the information. And I don't mean information about put in here, put out there, where's legal, where's not. It wasn't that. It was just more, you know, sit with them and float with them and talk with them. And again, I know these cats. You know, the first one that I fished with, was a gentleman by the name of, you know, Robbie Weinman. You know, and Robbie's been like fishing the Lander to Thermopolis. He's probably got a bigger expanse than that, but that's where he's made his practice, his guiding practice. And, you know, this motherfucker's a pro. He's a pro. You know, he's still a young man. But Robbie is, you know, a special day. And that's why I know that Robbie has a good book of business with his own clients. You want to tell me, you know, what's a successful guide? I'll tell you what a successful guide is. A successful guide in the Rocky Mountains is a guide that doesn't necessarily need to be fed trips by other outfitters. That means that they've done the time, they've done the trips, and they've been endeared as a fly fishing guide to a large number of people who make it a point to fish with Robbie. And so Robbie's got that customer base. He really does. And I haven't fished with Robbie a lot, but I fished with Robbie back in the day, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago in the canyon. And Robbie doesn't fish the canyon anymore, which is one Native American outfitter. That's the only person that can legally put a drift boat or a raft on the canyon. This one cat. And, you know, he's got a lock on it. But, you know, when I took that trip with Robbie, Robbie told me straight up that this cat, you know, I mean, you know, he's done a good job of limiting boat traffic. And it's fucking expensive to float the canyon. I don't know what it is now, but it's definitely that $1,500, $2,000 for, you know, a couple trips or a couple nights or something like that, you know, and it's got a beautiful lodge setting. So the boat traffic, once you get south of Thermop, is not really there. I floated the lower stretch with Robbie, meaning north of town. And I did that because of, you know, I wanted the streamer bite. And I wanted a shot at a big fish. But more than that, I wanted to kind of get to know Robbie again. Because Robbie in this area, he's part of that cluster of guys. He's fucking legit. He's very talented. And he's really in tune with that guiding world in that heavily guided area. The kid's good. So, you know, we're fishing. And what I got out of this guide technique wise was, I've got a tendency with a streamer rod to basically look right off my fucking left shoulder and fish that little bit right, little bit left of my shoulder. You know, and obviously, you know, when you do that, it's not that you can't get grabs. It's just that you don't get a long drift because it doesn't take long and you're downstream from that drop point. And so Robbie constantly worked on me to fucking cast downstream more. For not only giving me a chance to, you know, get everything ready before I retrieve, keep it in the zone, but because of the retrieve rate, Robbie, he was just a master as far as helping a good streamer fisherman even get better. So we stuck some good fish and we missed a couple of good fish, but I had a complete and total day with this guide. I mean, he asked me that question. He knows I'm a fan, you know, an AC/DC fan. And he asked me the question, so what's your best AC/DC story? And I told him, and he told me his. And the reason that, you know, music is worth bringing up when it comes to Robbie is because, you know, he's a legit fucking musician. You know, I mean, he's a picker and a grinner. He's good. Artiste. Very fucking talented. And that's kind of what you get when you get a chance to fish with him. Not only is he really good as far as his setups, you know, I've only streamer fished with the guy. And, you know, two-thirds, 80, 85, 90% of his trips are nymphing. You know, I mean, that's just how you really get a chance to get some good fucking hookups on some nice trout. So, you know, we didn't catch that big one, but the personal stories that I got from Robbie through the course of that day delivered to me coming into that marketplace, that community, that fishery, it did exactly why I got the trip. And that's because I got a flavor of that community at large from Robbie. Because he fucking grew up there. He knows it. Last comment. This cat who's been guiding, must be 10, 12, 15 years, something like that. He's young. I mean, I'm not sure how old Robbie is, but he can't be much, you know, much older than 40. Here's my point. As a guide, he's fucking logged like, I think this is correct. He's logged like 1,800 guided trips in the fucking canyon on that river. I mean, whoa. Wow. Not only is that just a lot of trips, period, but 1,800 times you have the responsibility of rowing through that canyon. I mean, you know, most of it's okay. But there's two or three, one or two spots, particularly in that float, where you could cash it all fucking in. I know a guy that did. Lost all of his equipment and really kind of barely got to the dry rocks. So, Robbie having done 1,800 trips on that fishery, to me, as an angler and who's somebody who kind of knows the area, it's like, holy fuck. Guy's a goat. Or he's going to be. So I had a great, great day with him. You know, the next week, I floated with a gentleman that's actually a dear friend. You know, this guide is, I say this about myself a lot, and I'm going to reference it to this gentleman by the name of Bighorn Blaine. That, you know, he's a rock and roll train. You know, I mean, he's the guy that showed me that region. He's the guy that got me to come down and fish the wind. He was the first one. And, you know, I'm going to reference this gentleman by the name of Bighorn Blaine. Bighorn Blaine has ruffled some feathers. And, you know, out of respect and really not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about, I'll leave it at that. But the fabric of that guiding community from, you know, Thermop south a ways, I mean, you know, everybody knows everybody. And, you know, I know that there's a rub at times when it comes to some of these guides. And, you know, Bighorn Blaine's a fucking rhino in a china shop. If he's in the mood, he's going to rumble. And I love this man. He's always been good to me. You know, he's one of those guides that makes you feel good about how you're fishing, what you're doing, no matter how you're fishing. Never, Jesus, or, you know, God, you gotta put it there. Set it. You know, I mean, he's a pro. He wants you to do well. But, you know, Bighorn Blaine, you know, he's got his own clients. And, you know, I will always be a client of his, because we got to this put-in and he said, Richie, there's big ones right over there. So I'm going to walk you up so you get a chance to drift over these. These are upstream from where we're putting in. I'm like, you got it, Bighorn Blaine. So the man gets to the back of the drift boat and basically walks us up 100, 150, 200 yards to where he can hop in and give me a chance to fish this cream that I guarantee you 90% of the put-ins at this spot, professional or amateur, don't fucking do this. Okay? We floated through the course of that day 8, 9, 10 miles. And I did fine. But I never saw as big a fish the rest of the day as I did after we started drifting and fishing and swinging and stripping, because he walked me up that 100 or 200 yards. You know, I'm a brown trout angler all the way, and Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, I saw a fucking, you know, I saw a tank. A tank. And, he worked his butt off, you know, every day. I mean, you know, every minute, excuse me. You know, he never takes any time off. He's constantly working, constantly trying to figure stuff out. And, you know, it was interesting. When we put in, we saw another guide, and those two agreed casually that, like, you know, we weren't going to fish any of that nymphing water. We're just going to, you know, poke at all that streamer water. And so, you know, that's these guys working together. And I had such a great day with Bighorn Blaine because, he's kind of like this aging bull elk, you know, out there on the fucking pasture. You know, cat can still, you know, take on a young one. You know, a strong young one. He's still that cat. But just like the foul-hooked whitey, getting older. So I look at this man who, you know, has only got so many seasons left because he's smart. I got a bad shoulder. It's fucking work. And he did work with me as a professional fishing guide. You know, the Bighorn Blaine rode his ass off. And I kind of felt like on that day with him, I kind of felt like I was fishing with an outlaw. And I sure as fuck don't mean outlaw like breaking any law. But just fishing with somebody that's good, fishing with somebody that still, after how many days, who knows? Fuck, I mean, this guy still isn't, you know, you know, packing it in. He's still working constantly. I mean, I was fucking exhausted at the end of this day. But the best part about fishing with Bighorn Blaine is to hear about his family. You know, his ethnic heritage. Again, the area, local. And after those 2 days with those two Wyoming guides, I walk back in that fucking shop. And I felt way more part of it all. And that's saying a lot when you're talking about being open 4 days a week for 4 weeks. And so the path I've chosen for me, and as I play this out, the path for me is East Rosebud and the 307. That's it. Falik Whitey is out. See you next week.